Welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast, a place for inspiration, insight, and information on holistic mental health. Join your host, Dr. Alice Lee, and discover critical information on safe, effective psychiatric medication withdrawal. Explore new ideas that enlighten and expand the mind with cutting-edge authors and experts, along with former patients as they share their miraculous healing journeys. It's time to build your well-being from the thought up. It's time for the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast. Here's your host, Dr. Alice Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast, where we're building well-being from the thought up. I'm your host, Dr. Alice Lee, and I practice in Yonkers, New York, and Lehigh, Utah. So welcome to the show. I've created a meditative technique or energy medicine technique during one of my sessions with a patient who needed support and healing for her endocannabinoid system. Oftentimes when people are using marijuana, smoking marijuana repeatedly, or using CBD and THC products, which are all, they're not bioidentical products. And so over time, their body can have a negative reaction to these products and end up undermining their endocannabinoid system, the inherent bioidentical endocannabinoids. And when they do that, what will happen is that they're much more prone to psychosis and delusions. So I was working this week with a patient who had exactly that problem. She stopped using marijuana abruptly when she went to Malaysia for a study abroad and became psychotic and delusional. And then she had to come back to the U.S. where she was hospitalized and was put on an antipsychotic medication. I've been working successfully in helping her come down on the antipsychotic medication with the help of energy medicine techniques. So I wanted to share one of our recordings that is meant to support the healing process of the endocannabinoid system from the thought up. By listening to it, it supports this individual's ability to lower her antipsychotic medication, along with other techniques that I use to help with antipsychotic withdrawal, which includes some supplements as well. But this recording is certainly very helpful, and I wanted just to share it with you so that if you do want to use it, please feel free to do that. You can use this recording and repeat it just to reinforce those intentions, because our body is made out of energy and thoughts and our intentions. And these words and intentions that you use in the meditation will start there. It will start at the place of thought. And as you infuse those energies in your body with the energies that you need and the proper intentions, it will strengthen your body to be able to build changes and shifts in your biology. Okay. So with no further ado, here is the recording. And thank you very much for listening to it. All right. So we're going to go ahead and make a recording for those individuals who, due to exposure to marijuana and abrupt cessation of its use, has experienced a problem with paranoia and delusions and ended up being on an antipsychotic medication to help ameliorate those symptoms. So the recording today is doing a meditative technique. It's using energy breaths and life energy and directing energy through our intentions to help with some of the areas that are in need of additional healing at the energy level. So at the energy level, we're working with thoughts, intentions, words, pure energy, those kind of things. So we're going to start with energy breaths, and then I'm going to go ahead and record all of the different aspects of the healing process that I want life energy to start working on at the energy level. And I'm going to just let you know that those five aspects are: number one, healing from harmful negative side effects from marijuana. Number two, to support a healthy, optimally functioning endocannabinoid system and its regulatory functions. Number three, to help clear hypersensitivity reactions to the endocannabinoid system, which is coming from a confused immune system. Number four, to support the DNA, RNA, enzymatic, and metabolic mechanisms for building and creating a healthy endocannabinoid system throughout the body. And number five, to help heal from harmful withdrawal effects from coming off marijuana. Okay, so all of these different aspects will be covered in our recording, but I just want to let you know ahead of time. With regard to hypersensitivity, we're really talking about the way the immune system starts to confuse the endocannabinoid system with its innate endocannabinoid neurotransmitters, the receptors and reuptake pumps, with a foreign substance coming from the actual herb, the actual marijuana herb. All right, here we go. We're going to start by closing our eyes and taking some nice deep breaths. We visualize light within us and all around us. We think of this light as representing or symbolic of the idea of pure, perfect life energy. And pure, perfect life energy is filled with unconditional love, peace, joy, truth, creativity, strength, harmony, balance, goodness, mercy, forgiveness, health, wholeness, purity, abundance, courage, freedom, order, beauty, space, and time. These, as well as many other qualities, are what we mean by life energy. We think of life energy within us as coming from a pure, perfect, and infinite source of life energy. We set intention to be one with this infinite source of life energy at all levels of being and through space and time. We also set intention to be open and receptive to divine spiritual support and healing. We ask for that divine spiritual support and healing to help us maximize the benefits of our energy work. We set intention that life energy can help support and provide additional healing energy and helpful energy at optimal points in time, whether it's in the past, present, or future, helping spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and socially. We're going to add an additional intention that is going to be very relevant and helpful for this healing process. I'm going to start with that right now. Our first intention is for life energy to support and heal those areas in our energies that have turned to marijuana to fill an emotional void. These underlying voids or emotional voids might come from traumas or neglect, social isolation, bullying. There could be a lot of different reasons why energetically and emotionally we have a void that is a good fit for this particular drug to remedy. And our first intention is for life energy to help heal that with the positive energies of unconditional love, peace, joy, being, and all of the other energies that are helpful for healing those emotional voids, whether they are spiritual, mental, emotional, or coming from a social root cause. So as we do this, we're going to visualize life energy as a beautiful source of energy and light flowing to us, helping to fulfill and heal those voids, emotional voids, through space and time, and at all levels of being that is necessary. Next, we set intention that life energy will provide and give all of the additional energies that you need to help heal from harmful negative side effects from marijuana. Imagine a beautiful light coming from this infinite source of life energy flowing to you, increasing your energy and light, helping you to heal from harmful negative side effects from marijuana. And now we're going to set intention. Life energy will help you to support and create a healthy, optimally functioning endocannabinoid system and its regulatory functions, which includes the endocannabinoids, their receptors, reuptake pumps, and all of the enzymes required to regulate it properly. Next, we're going to set intention that life energy will help you to clear any hypersensitivity reaction that has developed over time to your own innate endocannabinoid system. Imagine life energy flowing to you to help reinform the immune system and help it to have the proper information and energy, as well as ability to clearly differentiate between marijuana versus your own endocannabinoid system. Next, we set intention that life energy will help you to support the DNA, RNA, enzymatic, and metabolic mechanisms for building and creating an optimally healthy endocannabinoid system throughout the body. So next, we're going to go ahead and set an intention. The life energy will help you heal from harmful withdrawal effects from coming off marijuana too suddenly or too abruptly. We set intention that life energy will continue to flow to you in the past, present, and future to help you with all of the energy, information, and additional supports you need to heal from your dependency on antipsychotics or a dependency on marijuana, that it will help you to be able to have a healthy endocannabinoid system, and that the process will be easy, smooth, and stress-free for you as you heal the endocannabinoid system and slowly, gradually lower your antipsychotic medications as you heal. We rest ourselves in a state of gratitude and receptivity for all of the energy provided to you through space and time at all levels of being, and rest in a state of gratitude for all of the life energy that will continue to flow to you according to your needs.
Thank you for listening to that recording. I hope that it'll be very helpful for you or for those you know who might want to decrease their damages or deficiencies to their endocannabinoid system. You can use this recording repeatedly to help support and reinforce the energies that fuel the recovery process for the endocannabinoid system. So if you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast for more amazing information and give a positive rating to help spread the message. Please subscribe to my website, holisticpsychiatrist.com, for wonderful stories and insights from my holistic practice, and where you'll find links to all my social media platforms. And if you wish to integrate high-quality nutritional supplements from reputable sources and support my holistic practice, please register for the FullScript free online dispensary that helps keep you supplied with the industry's largest catalog of professional-grade supplements available on my website under the Products tab. I wish you all a good week, and I hope that you'll come back for more stories and insights from my podcasts and holistic articles. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
The content provided by this podcast is for informational purposes only and has not been approved by the US FDA. This podcast is not intended to provide personal medical advice, which should be obtained from a medical professional.
An Ironic Media production. Visit us at ironicmedia.com.